Well, let's talk about you, Mike, because you've almost died about 100 times doing this show through various stammers and stutters and coughs and wheezes and hacks. And the other day was maybe the most serious of all of them.
Really?
Yeah, because you are so excited about baseball talk that I think you forgot where you were, and so you start to cough, and you try to fight through it, and then it just all ends up in this volcanic, I don't know what you call it, but it's pretty funny.
But I'm taking them. I, too, have gotten brave, gotten Braves religion.
What?
The hell?
It's the big one.
That was it.
But when you look at them, there's, all right, there's what no that reason was, to pick them.
What that was
yeah, but you know what? I can't
a cough that came up in mid-sentence.
Nothing you can
but
do
you
about
tried
that.
To fight. You tried to speak
yeah,
through
I
it.
Yeah, I did. I didn't. I probably should have stopped talking.
Yes.
Coughed and then gone on, but I didn't. I tried to keep talking, thinking it would go away, and it didn't. Therefore, I cough talked.
Now, this noise has many funny elements to
it. The funniest thing is the more you narrow it down and isolate it, the better it gets.
Yeah, so here's a little shorter version.
I, too, have gotten brave, gotten brave religion.
And here's my favorite version of it.
Brave.
Listen to that very beginning where, I mean, you just lose all control.
Brave.
And then here's just the cough.
Is that the very short little?
Play the second to last one.
Brave.
You felt things going wrong, and you just tried to work in the word "braves."
Well, I tried to fight through it.
Does any show have a bigger symphony of ridiculous noises
than this?
Yeah.
Oh no.
With my voice cracking
absolutely
every
not.
5 seconds and.
No show in America has that.
God,
they can't do what we do.
We're horrible broadcasters. Horrible. All right, so this is something we like to call Robot Grego.
Who is back.
Which we hadn't done in a while. And I've stopped.
Robot Grego!
I've stopped taking requests from people, and I start like debating whether or not it's robotic unless it is for sure robotic. And I think this one qualifies as for sure robotic. This is the other day when we were talking about the new Prince album. Prince debuted at number one for the first time in his career on the Billboard 100 charts.
That 3121?
Yep.
God. Thanks, Robot Grego.
Robot Grego!
Yeah, that is, man.
Whew. Play the short one.
That 3121?
Just computing numbers.
That 3121.
Here's Robot Grego detecting binary code.
That 3121.
It's almost like the 31 and 21 are in separate pitches, but both pitches are extremely robotic.
I'm not very far from warning Will Robinson.
Mm-mm. No, you're not.
I'm not that far away.
No. So that's the only Robot Grego we have so far. But if you do hear one, please email, because a lot of times we'll miss it. If they're
P1s, they never pick up on that.
If they're talking sports or something, just be sure and listen up for it. And if you don't know what Robot Grego is, it's just when he gets in this real monotone-y, steely, robotic voice. And the first time we ever heard it was with Fry Street, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
All right, no, yeah, it was hazmat uniform. But the alpha male of all the... Of all the Robot Gregos, is the Fry Street one.
Fry Street.
This is my favorite. Do you have the long one? Just because I like to hear it every month or so.
No, we don't have it.
And you know, that's the one. You know, Danny, that's the one where we were all talking, and I stopped down in your ear, like, dude, did you just hear that?
Yes.
Are you aware of what he just did? Of how impossible that is?
Go.
When?
Eight.
Yeah.
You know what?
That's good.
You know, the mayor and the police chief in Denton got rid of Fry Street. Maybe the mayor in Dallas and the police chief ought to get rid of this.